2176, Charles and Kathleen Reich, south of Route 54, south of Taylor Avenue, being Lot 24, Block 5, within Cape Windsor Development. They're seeking a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements.
Names and addresses first, please.
And address, Charles Reich.
Hello?
Craig.
Chris.
Place your hands on the Bible. Do you all swear affirm the testimony about to give some control?
Hi, we're...
Good evening, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening. We're requesting a variance for a side yard setback and a rear rear setback to construct a new home. We actually own a home that has a mobile home on the home site right now. I do have a letter from Cape Windsor. It's in the Cape Windsor community recommending it for approval. The mobile home trailer is already on the side yard, already has a variance for the side yard. So we're pretty much contiguous with the rest of the neighborhood.
Okay, and you got approval for a five-foot side yard setback in December 05, is that correct?
We did not own the lot at the time, the home at the time.
Oh, okay, well, there's one approved there.
There was one approved there, so we're building a home. We're removing the mobile home and building a home.
Oh, okay.
There was one approved in 85, 93, and 05.
Okay.
We approved any variances in Cape Windsor?
Not tonight.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this case? Okay, would you please come forward then, ma'am? You sit down right up front here, ma'am.
Okay.
Come forward and be sworn in.
I was talking. Three.
Read your name and address, please. Are you both also okay? All right, we'll start with you. No, come on up here. I swear you in. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay. And ma'am, you first. You're going to interpret. Do you swear affirm that that you will faithfully translate the testimony of the witness and any questions?
Yes.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Oh, his name?
My concern and my mother's, who is also here with me, we are neighbors. Sorry to meet you this way, but hello. They are new owners, and so we have not yet met them. We are to the one side of them. Our real concern is with the setback, the rear yard setback, in which they are requesting, I believe, 15 feet from what is actually the bulkhead or the bay. Our concern with that, in addition, is that we are further back than they are, that it will impinge on our view. The real concern is the fact that they are planning to build up to a three-story house. One story, it would not impact that greatly. However, three stories, we are a one-story structure, as is our other neighbors. I think that the three stories being, the 15 feet from the rear setback is going to impact our view. It will also impact our sunlight. The lots are very narrow and close. I don't know whether ultimately it may cause some mold or mildew on the side of the house, but that's our primary concern, and we are on the one side of them.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have one question for you, ma'am. I have one question for you. In Cape Windsor, are there other three-story new
there
structures
are.
Going up?
There are. There are now new three-story structures that are going up. We are already flanked on one side by a three-story structure.
So there is one right in your line.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Yeah.
Did you have a problem with two-story?
Would I have a problem with two-story? Probably less of a problem, absolutely. Yes.
Are you aware of what the height limitation is?
I know that they used to have a restriction. I think it is now 30 feet.
No. Keep going.
It's higher than that. 35?
42.
42. Yeah. So, I mean, they're within...
They're permitted now to...
Yeah, they 42. Are permitted. And again, that's why I didn't argue necessarily the height as much as, you know, the distance back from the rear setback.
Okay. Thank you. Ma'am?
Yeah, if he wants to just turn that in, he can give that to Mr. Rickard if he wants to read it.
I can read that. Okay, I have a copy of this letter, Mr. Chairman, and it's in the file as opposition. Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and read it since it's his statement that
okay.
He's here.
Fine. Okay, it's directed to me. Dear Mr. Rickard, I'm submitting this missive to oppose further encroachment of Cape Windsor property known as Lot 24 into the common area shared by Lot 23. According to the August 95 survey conducted at my request by Charles L. Kaufman II, a survey engineer in South Bethany, telephone number 302-537-1000, the structure on Lot 24 is currently 3 feet 6 inches from the property line. See attached surveyor's drawings, which I have. The dwelling has also been in violation of the 5-foot minimum side yard setback property line ruling governing Cape Windsor. Please note that the attachment was sketched upon as part of an earlier modification to the 23 structure. The measurements shown, however, are accurate. If you wish, you may request a fresh copy from Mr. Kaufman and bill me for the copy. I am requesting that Cape Windsor 5-foot minimum side yard setback policy governing the relationship of Lot 24 to the survey line be recognized by the committee and that this minimum shall be enforced henceforth and govern the appeal of the new structure on Lot 24 property. Thank you for your assistance in bringing this request to the attention of the full board. Richard K. Johnson, 38853 Tyler Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975-4408.
Okay. Question from...
Now, Mr. Johnson's referring to, as I see it, is referring to the 5-foot setback, which used to be the setback in that area at that time.
But is no longer.
Is no longer existing. We require them to be the, from AR1 to 10-foot setback. 5 foot from the front, 10 from the sides, 20 from the rear.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir. One other question. I have a question for Mr. Johnson. Wasn't he just here for a variance request? And was it approved? month ago.
Yes, a month ago.
And now he's in opposition to his... They're going to take that out.
They're going to take that out and put up a new one. Why not move it back 1.5 feet?
Pat, you ain't be wrong from... Pat, you ain't
be mistaken. To be wrong from before.
Are you saying the property line was incorrect?
The property line.
The survey correctly.
But the former...
The former builder, building was put on 3.5 feet close to his property line.
He realizes they're requesting a 4.8-foot variance from the side yard now.
I'm sorry, so they got 4.8.
The request is for a 4.83-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback.
For the garage.
The garage.
The 5-foot rear for the second and third floor decks.
I'm talking about that's there now.
So he's still opposed to it. I'm not sure I understand the front.
Front, I don't either.
I think he's calling the front the canal.
To the canal.
To the canal.
To the water.
To the water. Oh, okay.
Which is typical in Cape Windsor.
Yeah. Okay.
The front is not, it's typically always
canal.
Misjudged as the front. The water is the rear.
Oh, okay.
In Cape Windsor, and the road is the front.
The front. Thank you for that.
Just wanted to make a copy of the letter from the Windsor Homeowners Association.
Okay. In essence, what it says, Mr. Chairman, is that they have no objection. They recommend the approval of the same, okay? 3-story home, this property.
That's from Cape Windsor.
And they have no objection as long as they adhere to our setback requirements.
You have a question, sir?
Actually, just a comment. My name is Philip Craig, and I'm the architect that are working with the Reichs on their project. And I met with, I think, Mr. Smith, who's part of the review board over there. And when we first went in there, I asked him about local covenants, and he basically told us that even though the county setbacks are 10 feet, they do, Cape Windsor sanctions a 5-foot on one side and a 10-foot on the other side, and a 15 rear setback on the bulkhead side, and that they would provide an affidavit as we went after the county variance. So that was the process by which we came up with the design, which is within those things by a couple of inches, and more so in the back. So, and also there is a structure on the other side to the east that is within 5 feet on the, and supposedly from what they said, it's 5 feet on the left and 10 feet on the right. And that's consistent throughout the community. And the property to the east is much closer than 10 feet. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I did understand that the objection said he would be agreeable to 5 feet, and if we grant the variance, it'll be 5.17 feet from the line, is the way I look at it. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we have granted many variances 4 or 5 feet in Cape Windsor,
mm-hmm.
and we've granted many variances for 5 foot off the back, making it 15 feet, which I don't see where this is a problem. It would be harmonious with the community, and therefore I'd like to move that we approve case number 10176.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10176. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been approved.
Case number 10,